Night Stalker Part 3. July 7, 1985, he broke into the home of Lucille Nelson, who lived in Monterey Park. He found her on the couch sleeping and beat her to death. He left the area and then returned to the house of Sophie Dixon. He assaulted her, cuffed her, and attempted to rape her, then took her jewelry and left. July 20, 1985, he purchased the machete and drove to Glendale, California. He broke into the house of Layla Needing and her husband. He burst into their bedroom and hacked them up with the machete. Then he shot them and finished hacking them up, then robbed the house and left. He sold the stolen items and drove to Sun Valley at 4 a.m., where he killed a man and repeatedly raped his wife and sodomized her. He tied up the 8-year-old child and robbed the house. August 18, 1985, he headed to San Francisco. He broke into the home of Peter and Barbara Pan. He shot Peter in the head and beat and raped Barbara, then shot her and left her for dead. At the crime scene, he used Barbara's lipstick to scroll a pentagram and the words, "Jack the Knife." When it was discovered that the shoe print and the ballistics at the crime scene matched the crime scenes in L.A., San Francisco then-mayor Dianne Feinstein divulged the information in a press conference. The leak upset law enforcement, realizing that it would give him the chance to destroy evidence. Ramirez, who had been watching, dumped the sneakers off the Golden Gate Bridge that night. He stayed in the area a few days and then returned to L.A. He broke into the home of Bill Carnes and his fiancée Inez. He entered the bedroom, shot Bill 3 times in the head, then went after Inez. He told her that he was the Night Stalker. He beat her and tied her up. He robbed the house, then beat and sodomized her. Before he left, he said, "Tell the police the Night Stalker was here." She gave a detailed description of him to the police. The stolen car was found, and a single print was taken from the mirror. The print was identified as Richard Ramirez's print. The police released the sketch to the media. The Night Stalker finally had a face. At the press conference, it was announced, "We know who you are, and soon everyone will also know who you are. There will be no place you can hide." On August 31, 1985, Ramirez was captured. He went to trial and was sentenced to die in California's gas chamber. He told reporters, "Big deal. Death was always part of the territory. See you in Disneyland." The Night Stalker died June 7, 2013 of blood cancer at age 53. He had been on death row for 23 years.